In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
One of the great teachers of the last century, in his book on the Eucharist, talks about eating and the Eucharist. And he points out that the Eucharist, in other words, the body and blood of Christ, the communion that we partake of, doesn't have meaning because it's eating, but rather that every meal, that whenever we eat, it has meaning because it ultimately points us to the Eucharist, to our God who said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. And he points out how in every society, they have rituals concerning eating, how meals have a certain sacramental nature even outside of religious ceremonies, but also especially in religious ceremonies. You see eating being a part of many different religions and having a different place in them. And in addition to that, you see not just eating, but abstaining from eating. Fasting is something that doesn't just show up in our tradition and in Jewish tradition, but shows up in many of the various religions across the world. And they all point to the greater truth that Christ has taught us concerning food and concerning what we eat and what we don't eat. In today's gospel lesson, we have this man who has a son who has fits and has a demon, and Christ's disciples were unable to cast the demon out. And so what does he say when they say why we couldn't cast it out? He says this one cannot be cast out except by prayer and fasting. And it's interesting because during Lent we have a tendency to focus on the fasting. We have a tendency to focus on, oh, I can't have this food or that food or the other, and I should have smaller meals and eat less. But there's a tendency, whenever Christ talks about fasting, he also talks about prayer. When he teaches us how to fast in the Sermon on the Mount, he also teaches us how to pray. In this instance, he talks about prayer and fasting. When he goes into the desert to fast, he doesn't just go to fast, but he goes to pray. You know, fasting without prayer is called the demon's fast. The reason being that the demons don't eat. They never eat, but neither do they pray. Fasting is an integral part of our life in Christ in the church. But fasting isn't an end in itself, but a means to an end. One of the Desert Fathers, in talking about something somewhat parallel, he was talking about attending the services. He said attending to listening to psalmody, which at that point in time, listening to psalmody would have been coming to the services, because that's what they did, is they read the psalms. He said not attending to the psalmody in and of itself is not a sin. In other words, not going to the services is not a sin, but instead what it allows the demons to do, that it allows the demons to get control of you and thus causes you to sin. And that's how fasting is. We have a tendency to think of fasting as this thing that's so important that if I don't do it, that I'm failing. Well, we know St. Paul tells us in many different places that it's neither eating nor not eating that will save us. It's Christ and his grace and his mercy that will save us. But then why do we fast? Why do we do this? For the same reason that saint tells us to attend the services, to pay attention to the services. Because when we don't fast, it gives the demons that much more power over us. I've mentioned before how we have all of the passions, all the sins, they're all based on a good that is missed. And so in other words, gluttony is not something that doesn't exist without a normal hunger. Normal hunger exists because it's a sinless passion. We're made to eat. And thus, in the garden, God gave Adam and Eve all the trees to eat from except for one. And he told them, do not eat from this one. And so it wasn't that he said, don't eat from any of the trees, but you can occasionally have this. But instead, he gave them this bountiful harvest that they could eat from and said, but don't eat from this one. And so they didn't fast. They didn't fast from eating from that tree. And thus, they committed the original sin. And so now, when we are gluttonous, it's because we take that basis of our passions, our hunger, which sustains us, and we turn it to the wrong direction. We turn, instead of being thankful for the food towards God and being grateful for what he's given us, we seek to satisfy ourselves, and we seek to satisfy ourselves in a way that leads us, that puts us in more danger from the demons, that puts us in more danger to sin. You see, because the thing that fasting does for us, like I said, it's not going to earn our salvation, but what it does is it helps us focus on Christ. It helps us turn our focus away from what my next meal is going to be, or on how sumptuous or how good this meal is, and instead helps us to see that man was not made for bread alone, that we were not meant to just eat food and not give thanks and not recognize the giver of all good things. So what we do is we choose to eat a little bit less, and we choose to fast from the foods that the church prescribes us to fast from. And in doing so, we don't eat to a fullness that weighs us down. You notice how you're tired after you've had a big, heavy lunch or after you've eaten a lot of rich food. If we stay away from that rich food, if we stay away from the things that the church tells us to stay away from, we can be more attentive. We can be more attentive in order to do what? In order to pray. So that we can spend time, instead of preparing food, we can spend time in prayer. The money that we would have spent on that food, we can give to the poor. The time that we spend in fasting, in which we're a little bit hungry, reminds us of those who are hungry not out of choice, not out of fasting, but out of necessity because they don't have enough money, which then again reminds us to give alms. But ultimately, the purpose of prayer and the purpose of fasting and the purpose of all the things that we do throughout this Lenten season is to unite us to Christ. And so we don't give up food because food is evil, or we don't give up food because in doing so we earn any sort of prize for ourselves. We give up food to remind us of the one who gave himself for us to eat and drink in the Eucharist. Ultimately, our fasting and our eating all should remind us of the bread of life, of Christ who gave himself, and thus we don't eat quite as much, we don't focus on the food, and we focus on Christ. And we do that partly through the fasting, but also through the prayer, through spending time with him in prayer through this season of Lent, so that it not just become a time of a diet, but a time in which we are focused firmly on Christ, the author of our salvation, to his glory and that of the Father and the all Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.